Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Nachum Elchanan ben Brindle and for Gilamir ben Penina and for Moshe ben Peshadina. The bracha batzlach b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. It says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah tezayin amar alav tikul ufanai b'shofar shel ayil kadei she'esko lechem akedas Yitzchok ben Avram u'mal ani aleichem kilu akadetem atzmechem lefanai. Blow before me with a shofar of a ram, in order that I should remember Akedas Yitzchak, the son of Avram, and I'm going to consider it as if you bound yourselves before me. So it would appear that this Maimer Chazal contradicts another Maimer Chazal, that Evro Shel Yitzchak, that the ashes of Yitzchak are Tzavra Agave HaMizbech, it doesn't require a memory. This is what it says in Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Lamed Vav. So the ashes are still there. So what do you need a memory for? What do you have to blow the shofar to remind God? Kiviyachol, it's tzavra gabim tzbech. The ashes are there, and therefore it says in the pasuk, "Vezacharti as brisi Yaakov, vezacharti as brisi Yaakov, vav as brisi Yitzchak, vav as brisi Avram, eskor varetz eskor eskor." So it says zechira by Yaakov. It says vav as brisi Yitzchak. Don't say lashon of zechira by Yitzchak of remembering. And by Avram it says again a lashon of zechira, because Yitzchak doesn't require zechira. And if Yitzchak doesn't require zechira, why do we have to blow the shofar of an ayil of a ram in order to remind to remember his akedah? He doesn't require a zechira. So what are we blowing the shofar for? To remind Hashem, kaviyachol, it's not required. However, there are really two bechinas here. One bechina is that you don't have to remind God because it's efrat sover, his ashes are ki'ilu piled up on the mizbeach. And it's begeder chush. It's like you could feel it. It's real. It's concrete. And then there's another bechina that you have to remember. And now we're going to explain them one by one. So first of all, we have to disabuse ourselves from a certain notion. And that is that the schus of the Akedah, that Avram Avinu was ready to shecht his son, was diminished by the fact that he didn't shecht him in the end. If it's such a great schus that he almost sacrificed his son, so al achas kama v'kama, it would have been an even greater schus had he sacrificed him. This is a big mistake, because, as Rav Futner explains, if be'emes it would be yotzei lepoal, if it would have happened, then it would have been a completely different schus. The schus of the akedah is dafka because it didn't happen. Why? Because if you accept the mistaken understanding that the Ikar is that he was willing to sacrifice him, and it would have been better had he actually sacrificed him, then the Akedah should have finished with Al Tishlach Yadcha Lanar Ki Ati Adati Ki Yare Elokim Ata. Now I see that you fear God. See, you don't have to touch him. I see you fear God. But we see that before that the place was established as a place that's miyuchad the schus of the kedusha, and before Avram Avinu called the place Hashem Yireh Sheamar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh, that from there we have a mesorah that the mizbech is going to be built in the makom hakeda. It was said Vinei Ayel Achar Nechaz Basvach BeKarnav Yele Olat Tachas Bino. So you have this ram that was caught up with its horns, and then he brought it as an ola instead of his son. So you needed this hakrabas ha'ayil instead of his son in order that the akedah should be completed. Ma pesha adava? What's pshat? Be'etzem, this nekuda is the foundation for all the avodas hakarbanos, because the Ramban explained the avoda nafshis of akrobas hakarbanos, that it's a person should think that the behema that's being, that he's sacrificing, should be nechaz nefesh tachas nefesh, meaning it really should be me on the mizbeach, and instead I'm bringing the animal. What does that mean? Can a shepsel, or can a little sheep be a substitute for a person? And the answer is that's what remains from the akedah. The preparedness for Mesiris Nefesh is like the actual Mesiris Nefesh. fact that Avram Avinu was willing to sacrifice his son, that's Mesiras Nefesh. So, if Avram Avinu would have actually sacrificed him for the schus, we would actually need to sacrifice Chas V'Shalom. But what's left for us is otherwise, is different. That you only have to be prepared to sacrifice. And therefore, for all the Doros, whenever we bring a carbon, all we have to do is be prepared to sacrifice. So our Shaychas to Avram's demise of the Akedah would have only been if Avram Avinu had sacrificed him, if we sacrificed our kids, and we wouldn't have had the schus of karbanos. So what then would we inherit instead from the Avos? Hanichonut! The fact that we were willing, we were prepared to sacrifice our children, that's enough! And therefore, when one brings an animal, that's going to be, I'm prepared to bring myself. But instead, I'm bringing the animal. That's shot in a carbon. I'm willing, the willingness to bring myself. I'm bringing a carbon instead. So I'm not actually bringing myself. I'm bringing the animal. But the fact that I'm willing to bring myself and the animal is a substitute, that counts. Just like Avraham Avinu was willing to bring Yitzchak and that was enough. And that's the Ephrash Shel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak. It's not the ashes of Yitzchak, it's the ashes of the ram, the aisle. Go Rams! So the explanation is no. Ad kidei kach pa'ala nechonut lemesirut nefesh. This preparedness for mesirus nefesh is so great that the efer of the aisle is called efer shel Yitzchak. And this is no b'chol adoros. Bavodas hakorbanos. That all you have to do is be willing, be ready, be prepared, and that's enough. That's considered your Afer. The Afer of the Isle is your Afer. Efer Sheyitzchak Sabra Gabe Mizbech. And that's where the Mizbech is built. That's our Karbanos. Same idea. Unbelievable. This place was called by Avram Hashem Yireh Bahar Hashem Yireh. So one of the differences between the Av and Yireh is that Ava becomes greater when the person sees the one he loves, the face of the one he loves. Yira becomes stronger when the one who I fear looks at me. When I love somebody, the love's increased. When I look at him. But fear, I'm not so afraid of someone. They're not looking at me if I'm afraid of them. But if they're looking at me, that's when I'm really afraid. So the fear, the Yira, is when the one I'm fearing looks at me. Ahava zani ro'e otcha, and then the fire of love is burnt. And yira is hu ro'e oti, sees me. And that's why after the nisan of the ketzes vayechu shneim yachtav Avram Yitzchak b'lev shalem, it's called Hashem yira, God will see. That's yira, that's me to say yira, the mid of Yitzchak. God is going to see me. Bahar Hashem Yei Ra'eh, God will be seen. Ava, that's the meal of Avram Avinu, love. Vayachush Nem Yachtav, the love and the fear go together. Is this normal or not normal? Not normal. Ufulata Kedal Dorot. Vitzirat Makom Avodal Akravat Korbanot. Creating this place of Korbanos wouldn't have been Shaykh if not for the fact that Avram Yitzchak were both prepared. Be Moser Nefesh. There has to be Av and Yira together. We need the Eskalos of Avram and Yitzchak together. And that's Shlemus Adam. That's the Vayechu Shneim Yachtav. So if Yitzchak is with Avram Avinu, then Efrat Savor Avagabay Mitzbech. The ashes are in the Zbech. You have the love and the fear together. That's the Shleimus of Eichu Shneim Yachtov. But when Yitzchak is alone, then you need, he's not with Avram Avinu, then you need the Tkiyah Shofar to be Malah Zikaron of the Akedah. And therefore it says, Am Rosh Hashanah, Tigul Ufana B'Shofar Shel Ayil, in order that I remember the Akedah Yitzchak Ben Avram. Umalani Alechem Kilo Akadatem Atzmechem Lufanai. It's got to be Yitzchak Ben Avram. Avram also, it has to be both Midas. But since Avram isn't here, there's no Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav in Rosh Hashanah. Yitzchak is coming alone. And we need a special Zikaron. When does it say Efrat Sabra Agabi Mizbech? And we have a Pasuk. And what does the Pasuk say? Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav. The Pasuk talks about both Avram and Yitzchak. So there, Efrat Sabra Agabi Mizbech. When Avram isn't here, so we don't have that concrete Zikaron in front of us, and therefore we need to blow the shofar. And that's a Rosh Hashanah. And now we understand why Mincha is called Mincha. Shacharis is called Shacharis because of Tomid Shel Shachar. Mincha is connected to Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim. So why is it called Mincha? Mincha is a flower offering. Based on what we said, it's Mamish Gevaldik. Because Mincha is the only parasha of Korbanos that starts with Nefesh Ki Takriv. Sham et paresh lehedya ma'alach shel ha-korbanot. Because it says, Ki ilu hikriv nafsho. That's a pasuk in Vayikra Beis. Nefesh Ki Takriv ki ilu hikriv nafsho. And that's talking about the Mincha. And Mincha's Yitzchak's tefillah. And that's Ephra Shel Yitzchak, Tzavar Al Gabi HaMizbeach. You're sacrificing yourself. So it's called Mincha because it's the tefillah of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak was the one who was himself sacrificed. And that's what Karbanos are all about. So since by Mincha we find this notion of Nefesh Ki Sakriv, your Makriv, your Nefesh, therefore Mincha, which is the tefillah of Yitzchak, is called Mincha. Because Mincha is the idea of sacrificing yourself, and that's Yitzchak. Advarim hayu nifloim v'nizgavim me'od. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.